The tiny community of Canyon, California, is nestled in the Oakland Hills. For a good many years, you could stand on the front porch of the post office and make a call on Canyon's only payphone. Then last year, AT&T decided to remove it. It seems the payphone wasn't paying its way. However, the community's postmistress fought the good fight, and we hear that once again, there is a payphone in Canyon, California, and we're going to confirm that report right here and now.
Canyon Community Payphone.
Hey, is this Elena Terrell?
This is me.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I love the way that you answer the phone, Canyon Community Payphone. So, why is it so important that Canyon, California, have a payphone?
Well, we are in a deep canyon where cell phones don't work most of the time. And actually, to have a payphone, it's good for all kinds of safety reasons.
Hmm.
For fires, accidents. Mm. Or just giving directions.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I imagine nestled where you are, people could get lost pretty easily.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you're the postmistress. You know your way around. Is that how you ended up leading the fight to get the payphone back?
Yeah, because I was here one day, and one of my box customers came in and said, Elena, somebody's, AT&T's out there with a screwdriver. They're taking out the phone. And I was like, what? And I came out here and asked the guy, and he said it wasn't making enough money that they need to have it removed. And anyway, they gave us a 3-month stay where I tried calling all the different agencies involved, including the local police department and the neighboring city, the sheriff's department, the fire department, and it's a safety issue out here. And they all responded to AT&T and said, yes, we're agreeing with Elena that, you know, we need this phone here. And they said, sorry. We don't make accommodations for things like that, and we're just taking it out. And they gave us the option of either not having one or buying our own, so we now have to, we're in the payphone business.
I guess you are. I'm going to have someone join our conversation. This is, you know him, Canyon resident Jonathan Goodwin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, he's on the other line. He did a lot of legwork trying to bring
this phone back.
Mr. Goodwin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So, Jonathan, I mean, I know Elena's on the phone, but why aren't you using the payphone after all the work you did to bring it back to the canyon?
Well, at the moment, I'm working.
So oh.
I'm not at liberty to be there.
What do you do?
I repair clocks, and right now I'm delivering one in a few cities over, a few towns over.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll forgive you for not using the payphone that you worked so hard to get to your community. But I want to...
I did it mainly so that other people could use it.
There you go. Oh, there you go. But tell us, you did it's an interesting part to the story. You went to the California Public Utilities Commission earlier this year, and you tried to get money to replace the phone that AT&T took away. What did the commission tell you?
Well, because of the proliferation of cell phones, it's very hard to find a payphone. They're just disappearing all over the place. And California saw that coming and created legislation to pay for what they called public policy payphones. They had close to $1 million, and none of it was spent on any of the payphones, but they were spending a lot of money investigating it. So they just stopped taking applications. And so by the time we came along with the first legitimate need they ever heard of, they had no mechanism for paying out the money, so we were stuck.
So in the meantime, I mean, how much did you have to pay for this new phone?
The phone itself, we got a good deal from a local provider. We had to put up $700 for the phone and then another $100-some to AT&T. We had to go back to AT&T to get the dial tone. So it came to approximately $900.
Hmm. Jonathan, I understand you had a celebration in your community, the Canyon Payphone Jubilee. What did you do there, Jonathan?
Well, I started out playing fiddle tunes, sort of get things going. Then our county supervisor gave a little talk, and, you know, then we ate good food and hung around until we left.
Huh. Jonathan Goodwin was a key player in the fight to get a new payphone to Canyon, California. He's also a pretty good fiddle player. Thanks for your time, Jonathan.
Well, it was nice talking with you.
And Elena Terrell is the postmistress in Canyon, California, and she joined us on the payphone that she helped put back in front of the post office. Elena, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leanne.